Hello, this is Alan Tepper for Capicú FM, Technotour, Pro Video Coalition, and Beyond Podcasting. And I'm here with my friend Memo Salceda, and we're testing the Samsung G-Track Pro. We are in an untreated room. How are you doing today, Memo?
I'm great. Thank you for inviting me. It's always great to see the new gadgets that you get.
Well, actually, we're in your house, but thank you for inviting me to your house so we can do this test.
My pleasure.
I know that they've existed for forever, but I never was focused into the possibility of trying figure eight type of a microphone configuration so that you could record two people with a single microphone without having to use an Omni.
I think I've done it once in my life, and this will be the second time.
And were at that time, were you doing a duo or something
yes,
like that?
Yes, I was with another announcer. It was in Mexico, and it was a very unusual situation for both of us to be looking at each other.
Interesting. Well, as we were saying before we started to record, I've seen a lot of really good reviews, some poor reviews, but a lot of really good reviews about this particular Samsung G-Track Pro. And all of the ones that were good had a serious problem with plosives. So I requested it not with one, but with two of the Samsung original pop filters that are available for this. So we have one snapped onto each side, and they look like they're part of the microphone.
It looks beautiful. I love it.
Yes. I don't know about you, Memo, but I don't like it when people have the pop filter on a gooseneck. It might be functional, but it seems like they're always in the way, and they're always falling, and they're always going into the wrong position. And if you're doing anything with a photograph or a video, it just looks like a mess. What do you think?
I totally agree, and it's difficult to read the script when you have the gooseneck. And also, if it's not screwed correctly, yeah, it keeps falling down. So you need to put it up again.
Yes. So I like it when it's actually like made as part of the microphone. And I've seen that from some microphones from Rode, for example, our friends in Australia. And they have some of the NT series microphones where they have what's called a pop filter. And in other microphones that I reviewed, I use a very thick windscreen. But in this case, since Samsung offers this pop filter for it, that's the way I wanted to try it. And I'm curious to know how this sound will be. I have already done some tests in a different environment where it's a little bit more treated in the sense that there's carpet and there are beds and things like that, because I was doing some in a hotel room. Mm-hmm. And I was extremely impressed with how good this sound did in the cardioid mode. But right now we are not in the cardioid mode. We are in the figure eight mode. And let's see how this sounds.
Let's hear it.